away and see.
But she changed.
Well, she's changed. What's the opposite of used to be?
Has been.
Has been. Oh, she has been. Mm-hmm. She didn't used to be. Would you ever say
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She didn't used to be afraid, and she suddenly changed.
Somebody who leaves a lot of money on your on the table and the door unlocked, like we never do, you'd say he's mighty what?
Callous.
With his money.
A negligent.
Or somebody who's a reckless driver, you'd say he was
callous.
Suppose you heard this sentence. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
stupid.
Well, if she acts in a strange way, you'd say she's kind of
loony.
Loony?
Mm-hmm.
Would you use any other words besides this to describe a lady who acts sort of loony? Would you say anything else?
Well, she acts kind of tooky.
You would say, what? How would you say that again?
Well, she's kind of tooky acting, you know.
Tooky.
Uh-huh.
What would be another word for strange?
Odd, or, let me see. Weird?
Well, yes, you would call someone strange, odd,
uh-huh,
weird.
Weird, uh-huh. Queer?
Do you ever use this word, queer?
I refer to people sometimes if they have, you know, they might have very queer ways or something.
What does it mean to you?
It means odd, different, strangely different.
Would it have more than that meaning now for you?
Yes. Abnormal.
Somebody who's abnormal,
mm-hmm.
You would say is
yes,
queer.
Yes, who's queer, right.
If somebody makes up his mind about something, say Charlie or Vern, and he won't change it, you'd say he's mighty what?
Hard-headed or stubborn.
If somebody's not in a very good mood and you try to joke around and he just loses his temper, and you'd say he's mighty...
Say that again.
Somebody who's not in a very good mood, and everything you say seems to make him angry or goes wrong. You say he's awfully
ill or touchy.
Suppose you heard this. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
offended.
All right.
Or his feelings hurt.
If he's got a bad temper all the time, you'd say he's...
I'd say he was high-strung.
High-strung,
mm-hmm.
If he had a bad temper. What about if he were very nervous all the time?
Well, I would just say he was a very nervous, high-strung person. Sensitive, too.
If you were in a burning building, and everyone was in a panic, you might say to them, keep
calm,
and we'll get out all right if you just keep
calm and do not panic.
If you've been working very hard, you've had a very hard day at work.